Somewhere along the path that led to the beachfront of Bailey's backyard, she had abruptly stopped to take in the serene view of the waterfront. The sand and the waves of the beach had seemed to find an harmonious balance where the waves gently sat on the sand without any form of resistance. It was sometime between noon and the early evenings when Bailey had decided to walk down to the slightly brown hut she had gotten constructed by the beach. That had been her safe haven for the most of her life growing up. Well, at least in her head, up until it became a reality. It was her way of escaping the loud noise and craziness of the reality that always seemed to have a stern stare at her. The day the constructors fixed the hut, she sat there all day, abandoning everything else that demanded her attention. Happy was of the opinion that Bailey had finally gotten the physical escape she always longed for. Haven was the sign at the entrance of the hut. It had three hanging cushioned woven chairs, a woven stool, a long lamp that stood slightly to the left by the entrance, some artificial flowers that hung at the hinges of the ceiling, green, white, and a touch of black. Bailey wasn't one who would readily accept to needing people, so having three chairs at the Haven was something Happy could barely wrap her head around. It was simple, and Bailey fell more in love with it every time she approached the hut. Bailey was finally sitting, and she said, "It would have been nice if I had at least one person who has stuck by my side here with me." Happy understood the depth of those words, and she knew who Bailey was referring to. A wild guess that's not so wild, Katie. That was one relationship that should have lasted. But then again, I'm not so sure Katie would have stayed. Bailey's mind works in ways the ordinary mind would tag intimidating. She hardly talked well, at least to other people, about how she felt or what she was going through. But there's always been a cost to this. If she decides to let you into her space, no matter the level you were, she always felt obligated to let you know what she was going through or what was going on with her. Katie had sparked something in her that day after the ice cream scandal. Yeah, the ice cream scandal. Her boldness to even mention Kate's name was intriguing, considering how everyone obviously had known how things were with them at that point. Kay was a talker, literally, and well, who doesn't love juicy gossip every once in a while? Bailey had actually sought out, a friendship with Katie, one of the very, very few people Bailey had to reach out to for a relationship. She was just so curious about her, and every day she got back from school, on her top five things to do was always going to look for Katie, either at home or in school. At some point, this brought about some friction between Kay and Bailey whenever Kay wasn't on good terms with Katie. Happy knew today that the founding pillars of the things she wished Bailey would let go of had even deeper roots than she had anticipated. They weren't going to be so easy to get through for either a restructuring or complete uprooting. Happy wasn't sure if Bailey was going to willingly recount the whole incident, as she had come to realize that most things Bailey spoke about were things she tried hard to believe actually happened or is happening. And having to talk about them would mean she had to face her emotions, crush expectations, deal with disappointment. And well, that wasn't something she'd willingly agree or submit herself to. So Happy sat on the opposite chair to Bailey, looking at her. And she could see Bailey trying so hard to avoid eye contact at this point. Well, Happy let go of the option to recount the story. She could see in Bailey's eyes the hurt she had felt, as though it was actually happening to her at the moment. Recall how deeply in tune with her emotions Bailey is, yeah? If she could cry over cartoons, well, let's just say it's safer to leave some things unsaid and postpone to a future date. Bailey let out a sigh, cutting Happy out of her thoughts. She finally said, "I don't quite understand the need to be unnecessarily competitive with your fellow female. It seems like a wired sensor that gets triggered every time we come together. And the worst part is that most of us are oblivious of this very fact. That seems, sometimes insignificant, but greatly threatens the entirety of our existence. And most of all, our ability to stand, and more importantly, stay united." Bailey only spoke so deeply when something or someone that means a great deal to her goes beyond her capacity to overhelp or resolutions. At this time, all she needed was someone to listen, not offer help or their opinions, either in support or against. What's the whole facade about? We as the female species have genuine competition right from the first day we meet some other female, and always find a genuine reason to not like them, whereas the male species has no such experience. They only ever feel drawn out when another male actually challenges their position. I think researchers and more detailed tests or experiments should be carried out, Bailey had continued. At this point, she was looking at Happy, and this look Happy understood so well. Unfortunately, Happy couldn't say same for the people in Bailey's life physically. The look Bailey was given at this point, right now, was a multiple of at least three things. Firstly, Bailey was looking at her to read her body language to detect a defense or disagreement to what she had just said. Secondly, she was trying to decipher if it was the opposite, that is, if she was in agreement. Thirdly, she was trying to detect if a response would be given, and in her head, she was already reciting the various responses she would give to the feedback she got. Happy just smiled and said, "Get out of your head. The waves have arrived." Bailey let out a smile and turned to the waves that had increased over the last few minutes. The cloud was looking as though something had exploded there from the shapes she could see. Happy was learning that most times, Bailey was way into her head with 1,001 scenarios. Even though your reactions were always a part of them, Happy's reactions were at least the least Bailey would expect most times. So today, we watch the waves under the moonlight. Next time, well, we'll see how it goes.